Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Houston area Congressman Wesley Hunt has entered the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate from Texas, challenging incumbent Senator John Cornyn and State Attorney General Ken Paxton. News 88.7 political reporter Andrew Schneider says Hunt's entry increases the likelihood the GOP contest will go to a runoff.
Hunt enters the contest as Cornyn, in second place, is closing the gap with Paxton in most polls. For that reason, the National Republican Senatorial Committee has been pressing Hunt to stay out of the Senate race and protect his seat in the House of Representatives. Mark Jones is a political scientist at Rice University's Baker Institute.
Assuming Hunt isn't able to leapfrog either Cornyn or Paxton and get into the May runoff, his entry into the race will, though, force a runoff. And in a runoff, Republican primary turnout is very low, and the people who turn out tend to be more conservative, something that benefits Paxton more than Cornyn.
Hunt's entry into the Senate race opens a vacancy in a solidly Republican congressional district in West Houston and Northwest Harris County. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
Oil and gas companies are reporting declined activity and pessimism about the industry's outlook. That's according to the latest Dallas Fed Energy Survey. Skip York is a non-resident fellow for energy and global oil at Rice's Baker Institute. He says drilling crews are most likely to be impacted by the slowdown in production. But he says if the trend continues, Houston area office employees could also be impacted.
That's when you start seeing layoffs at the corporate centers. We haven't really seen a lot of that yet.
Some major oil and gas companies have already announced layoffs this year. Most recently, Exxon confirmed its plans to lay off 2,000 workers in Canada, Asia, and Europe. The Houston Avenue Bridge was struck by another semi-truck last night. Just last month, the bridge was hit three times in less than a week. The crash was cleared overnight, but debris was blocking multiple lanes. There are plans to remove the Houston Avenue Bridge entirely. However, work for that project isn't set to begin until 2027. I'm Alexandra Hart.